Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1063, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are, of course, in the middle of the halachas of Kedima B'Brachos, the order of Brachos, and now a simon reishi at Aleph. Just trying to go a little bit through the Dirshu. There's Baruch Hashem so much to cover and so many Sfarim. It's a never ending grace of Torah. So the Dirshu brings in a lot of outside the box type things, different questions, shilas, which come up, which are not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, but which are paskin by the Paiskim of Aradar. So he brings down a very interesting thing, in conjunction with a mistake. Let's say, we spoke about the Min Shiva, right? If somebody made a mistake, they we have our famous case back to the apple and the grapes, right? I made the bracha on I'm supposed to make the Bar Pri or Eitz, I'm eating it together, I make the Bar Pri Eitz on a grape, even though it might even be a half a grape, by the way, even though it's a half a grape and the apple is Shalom, we said that I still make the bracha on the Min Shiva, I make the Bar Pri Eitz on the grape, and it covers the apple. I should have in mind the apple, but the evidence for sure it covers as long as it's in front of me, and so I'm fine. But so he brings down the dirshu in Ois number 26. I was saying Rashiat Aleph. What about, does this same halacha apply by shalom and not shalom? So what do we mean by that? I have two pears, right? Let's say I'm eating two pears. One pear is, I'm just giving you an example. One pear is cut in half, and one pear is whole. So halacha lemaisa, I'm supposed to make the bracha on the whole pear. So I'm making one bar pri eitz. I'm not going to make a bar pri eitz on one pear and make a bar pri eitz on the other pair, and I make one bar pri eitz. So you have to make the bracha on the shalem. You make the bracha on the full pear. And the same thing if it's different fruits, and not min shiva. Let's say they're on the same level. I have a pear and an orange. I have an apple and a plum, right? But the plum is cut in half, right? But the apple is whole. So you make the bracha on the apple. The point is, if it's the same bracha and the same level bracha, there's no min shiva. There's not a question of chaviv so much. Not a question of chaviv at all, actually. I like them both the same, whatever. So you make the bracha on the sholem, right? You make the bracha on the complete one. Although the truth is, the Mishabura, just looking back a minute, the Mishabura and Sifkat and Dalit did Paskin, did tell us that Vafilu im min shiva comes before shalom, right? So that we said, in other words, if you have a half a grape, that comes first, but Vafilu im hachatzi chovev yoiser, if you have a complete fruit and not a complete fruit, but if the half is more desirable to you, right, shalom odif, we say that the complete one comes first. So that was interesting. But when it comes to min shiva, the min shiva, odif mi milas shalom. That shiva, the when something is from shiva samina, that comes first, even though it's not complete. That comes first before the complete one. That's not min shiva. Okay, but be it as it may, so now the question is, a person made a mistake, they have a complete fruit, not a complete fruit, not min shiva, nothing to do with min shiva, have an apple and a pear, and the pear is cut in half, but the apple's whole, so I have to make the bracha on the apple, right, the complete one, or have two of the same, have two oranges could be a little bit more complicated, because you have to peel it, no, let's not talk about that, let's say a plum, person in general, he bites into a plum, or a pear, so I have a plum and a pear, but the plum is cut in half and the pear is complete. So you make the bracha on the complete one. They're both on the same level. You want to make the bracha on the pear, but let's say I mixed it up and I made the bracha on the item that's cut in half, let's say the plum, and it's cut in half, it's not even attached, nothing. So is that considered a mistake? So he brings down it's considered a mistake. You're supposed to make the bracha on the complete one, but do these halachas of whereby, we have to go back, possibly the bracha wouldn't count, does this whole concept apply? So he brings them from Rav Yashiv that no, it does not apply to Shalom and not Shalom. It applies more to Min Shiva. And he brings down also to by Chaviv it applies. So he brings it down from the Mishnah Berurah Afilu Mahoyish name Lefana Vashas Bracha. But Inan Sheis Chavin Loi Beferish Lepatra, right? That you have to have in mind. You have to have in mind Vafilu Hoyish name Lefanav Bishas Bracha. That's what we spoke about, right? With these mistakes that we've been talking about. You have to have in mind Beferish. But then it brings from Rav Yashiv that in Ois number 26, Vim Hoya Lefanav Pri Shalom. If you have a complete pri, a complete fruit, Upri Chetzi, and then you have a half a fruit, right? I have a half of a plum and have a whole pear. So I have to make the bracha on the whole pear, right? I'm eating it together. For Avar, and I made a mistake. For Avar, and the person made a mistake. And he made the bracha on the half, a pear, which he should not have done. So what do I do now? In other words, does this whole concept of the mistakes and possibly the bracha wouldn't apply. Does that apply over here? So he says no. Rav Shlem, he brings Rav Al-Yashav, I'm sorry, that that he says shepaita b'chol oifin es hashalom, shepaita, that even though you made the mistake and you made the bracha on the half, shepaita b'chol oifin es hashalom, automatically it will, even without das l'chayra for what he's saying, even without the das, it would automatically potter the complete fruit. Shaloi nemer hadin, in other words, this whole din that we're talking about, whereby you have to make sure to have in mind, otherwise sometimes your mamash you'll need to make a new bracha on the fruit, even though it's in front of you, is shaloi nemer hadin kan ela l'gabi chaviv, only by chaviv, if it's a question of more desirable, umin shiva, or it's a question of min shiva. In other words, like we said, our apple and grape, and I made the bracha on the apple. I should have made the bracha on the grape. So then all these halachas of mistakes apply. Or if it's a question of chaviv, the other item I desire more, right? But if it's when it's a question of shalem and not, he says no. That's what Rav Eliashiv was saying, and the Dirush was quoting him. Shepoter b'chol oifin. So I made a mistake. A person with oivar, and he made the bracha on the half. He made a mistake. So says Rav Eliashiv, and the Dirush quoting shepoter b'chol oifin es hashalem, that he does pater that. Even though you made the bracha on the half, it would still be good on the shalom, even though it was a mistake. Shaloi nemar hadin, that this whole din of whereby it has to be in front, you have to have a mind, otherwise it's extremely problematic. Shaloi nemar hadin kan elagabe chaviv umin shiva, only by desirable, not desirable, and by min shiva. So that's a very interesting concept. So if somebody mixed up shalom and not, complete fruit and not complete fruit, they shouldn't have done it, but the effort it would be still good, and they could go ahead and ask Gesundheit. Hey, thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tuv.